Hey, this is Steph from Coffee Like Media. I wanted to let you know that you can leave us a text message now. It's so exciting. At the top of the show notes, you'll see a message that says, send us a text message, and that's what you can do. It doesn't tell me who you are, and there's no way for me to communicate back via that system from the podcast host, Buzzsprout. Thank you, Buzzsprout. But if you want to be contacted back about your feedback, feel free to leave an email address, social media handle, or whatever you're comfortable with. And if you want to stay anonymous and just say glorious, wonderful, kind things, please feel free to do so. Do know that phone charges may apply, so do check with your phone provider before sending a slew of these messages. And if you would like to see any of our other productions, you can go over to coffeelikemedia.com/podcasts. Let's get to that episode.
Because money won't change you. I said money won't change you. Hey, hey. No, money won't change you, but time has taken you on. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. Aretha Franklin, money won't change you. It's time to talk about money and value. Welcome to Solo Work-Life Meditations. If you work alone most of the time and experience that mental chatter that's a little bit too strong, because there's nobody to bounce your stress off of, then you are in the right place. Are you a business owner, solopreneur, digital nomad, remote worker, or content creator? If so, these meditations were crafted with you in mind. If you're new here, welcome. This meditation is part of the Solo Work-Life Meditation Project, which includes a podcast, YouTube channel, and a newsletter. The newsletter contains the new episode information, plus I'm sharing things that are helping me through my own solo workday. For example, in the last newsletter issue, I shared these three grounding moments: a movement, that super hip opening, a coffee video of joy, and a daily reflection activity that decreases our isolation. You can check all this out at soloworklifemeditations.substack.com. This is a three-part meditation. The first part is an affirmation, the second a breathing exercise, and the third is a small body movement. You can be sitting or lying down, however you feel the most relaxed. However, please do not do this meditation while driving. Close your eyes if that's comfortable for you. If not, you can stare at something if you like. It's okay. In fact, if you want to look at something beautiful, feel free to view the image on our YouTube video version of this podcast. They will always be relaxing images that I've taken myself. Money, abundance, and our value. These three things are deeply intertwined for pioneers like us, aren't they? Doing what we do in isolation can feel like an economic and emotional roller coaster a lot of the time, but it doesn't have to. I have immense value. The elation when we start reaching a level of financial success is unmatched. Well, mostly. I have immense value. But what goes up usually comes down, especially when we're first starting our projects. This dip in our finances can feel like a rejection of our self-worth, because we are so connected to our project. That passion is beautiful, but it can also be damaging if we don't keep it in perspective. I have immense value. We have so much value. Much of it can't be quantified at the moment or even ever, but it's there. Money is important to live, but it is separate than our value in this world. Say it out loud with me three times so your brain hears it, your heart hears it, your soul understands it. I have immense value. Spend some time on that word, immense. It's there for a reason. Let it take up space. Let it be big, just like your dreams, your hopes, you, your personality, your value. Immense. Two more. I have immense value. I have immense value. We do need to take care of ourselves and our loved ones, so the financial pressures can be quite high. I would never pretend to say, you'll make it in the end. You might not. This might not be the project for you, but that doesn't lessen your value. Adding a layer of emotional stress to your solo workday will never help you reach any financial or personal goals. It's just going to deteriorate the quality of your life. We don't want that. We want balance and grounding and peace inside our hearts, our souls, our brains, our minds. I have immense value. There is a certain amount of faith and planning that needs to exist in our solo work life. We need to know that there will be peaks and valleys financially, and we need to plan for them. We need to plan our finances, we need to plan our business, we need to plan our energy, and we need to prepare our emotions for the ups and downs. I have immense value. We will succeed, we will fail. These are both true. To what extent these will happen to you depend on a combination of your efforts and many external factors that you can't control. I have immense value. The only thing you can do is try, plan, and remember, I have immense value. Let's shift over to our breath now. We're going to breathe in through one nostril at a time. Let's start with the left nostril. To breathe through your left nostril only, gently place a finger on your right nostril until it's closed. Keep your finger there during this exercise. Take one long breath through your left nostril and immediately breathe out through your left nostril, keeping your finger on the right nostril, like this. Breathe in. Breathe out. Let's do this two more times on the left side before switching to the right. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Getting grounded can help us see the big picture and the amazing way we're adding value to the world, even if our finances may not directly show it. Remove your finger from your right nostril and now put a different finger on your left nostril, gently holding it closed while you breathe through the right one. Take one long breath through your right nostril and immediately breathe out through your right nostril. Let's do it three times. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Sometimes it helps to keep a brag file or notes on small wins to help us remind ourselves of our value during rougher times. Do whatever you need to do to prepare for these times. Being ready for this doubt will help you push through it. I have immense value. And remember, you can always repeat this episode when you hit these challenging moments. As we wrap up this meditation, we're going to work on our lower legs. This is super simple. While sitting down, stick your legs straight out in front of you, or mostly straight out, and just shake them around. Maybe side to side, maybe up and down, maybe diagonal, maybe all over the place. Whatever feels good. There's no wrong way to do this, except thinking it's too silly to do. As long as you're moving them around during this time, you're taking up space and releasing stuck energy, even stress. Good. We want you to be relaxed and present in your solo work life. Feel free to put your legs back on the ground now. Are your calves pulsing just a little bit? Mine are a little tingly and pulsy, and it feels lovely. Don't worry if yours aren't. We all react differently to movement. Remember, as you go back to work, remind yourself, I have immense value. The ebb and flow of solo work life can't be controlled, but by planning certain aspects of your projects and emotions so that you're ready for the downs, not just the ups, you'll have a smoother ride. And that's what we're here for, to make this journey a little less stressful and isolating. Feel free to open your eyes now. Thank you for joining me for this meditation. If there's an aspect of solo work life that you'd like me to focus on in one of these episodes, just let me know. There's a link in the show notes or video notes for you to submit your ideas. I'd love to hear from you. Also, you can find out more information about the project Solo Work Life Meditation at soloworkliferealizations.substack.com. Okay. Get back to work now. Hey, this is Steph. I wanted to pop in for a minute before we started the meditation to let you know that I'm taking a breathwork course the first 2 weeks of June. And I imagine after that, I'll need some volunteers to do some practice with my breathwork that I learn in the course. So I'm preemptively asking people if they want to be involved. I don't know if it's going to be free or discounted or any of the details, truly. That's why the interest form is super simple and quick and mostly includes your name and email address and where you found out about this offer, because I'm sharing it widely so I can have the people ready when I'm ready to do the work. So if you would like a free or discounted breathwork session with me, and I'll have more information by the time I contact you in probably late June, early July, then please follow the link in the show notes and I will contact you with full information. By filling out the form, you are not agreeing to anything. You're just saying, hey, that might be kind of interesting. Throwing my head in. Thanks for throwing your head in. I hope you enjoy this meditation.